Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate Official Journal for the state of Louisiana and from the respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 43797 through 43836 have been advertised in accordance with and under provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest. We received a letter of protest from LLME and Hillcorp Energy on dated February 27, 2014, on track numbers 43815, 43816, 43817, and 43818. Notification of tracts that will be withdrawn from the day, recommended to be withdrawn from the day's sale. Track numbers 43815, 43816, 43817, and 43818. The staff will recommend to the nomination and tract committee that these tracts be withdrawn. And we can proceed with the opening of the bids.
Received any bids on tracks 43797, but we did receive one bid on track 43798, advertised as 1,104.64 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 308.82 acres. 308.82 acres. The bidder is Surfside Energy LLC. Surfside Energy, Energy LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $46,323. $46,323, or a per acre rental of $150. Annual rentals are $23,161.50. $23,161.50. Royalties are 20%.
Email. When you read the price paper, you said it was
the amount per acre for track 43798 is $150 per acre. Receive any bids on tracks 43799, 43800, or 43801. We did receive one bid on track 43802, advertised as 2,500 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 159.09 acres. 159.09 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $91,476.75. $91,476.75, or a per acre value of $575. Annual rentals are $45,738.38. $45,738.38. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43803 through 43811. We did receive one bid on track 43812, advertised as 1,370 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 1,003 acres. 1,003 acres. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $236,708. $236,708, or a per acre value of $236. Annual rentals are $118,354. $118,354. Royalties are 21.5%. We received one bid on track 43813, advertised as 1,132 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 9 acres. 9 acres. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $2,124. $2,124, or a per acre value of $236. Annual rentals are $1,062. $1,062. Royalties are 21.5%. We received one bid on track 43814, advertised as 81 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $58,725. $58,725, or a per acre value of $725. Annual rentals are $29,362.50. $29,362.50. Royalties are 22.5%. Tracks 43815, 43816, 43817, and 43818 will be requested to be withdrawn from today's lease sale. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43819. We did receive one bid on track 43820, advertised as 1,595.42 acres. And the bid is for a portion containing 331.11 acres. 331.11 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $126,815.13. $126,815.13. $815.13, or a per acre value of $383. Annual rentals are $63,407.57. $63,407.57. Royalties are 23.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43, 821, 8R 822. We did receive one bid on track 43823, advertised as 2.697 acres. The bid is for the entire track, and the bidder is Mack Oil Company. Mack Oil Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,351.19. $1,351.19, or a per acre value of $501. Annual rentals are $676. $676. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43824. We did receive one bid on track 43825, advertised as 532 acres. And the bid is for a portion containing 364 acres. 364 acres. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $85,904. $85,904, or a per acre value of $236. Annual rentals are $42,952. $42,952. Royalties are 21.5%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43826 or 43827 or 43828. We did receive two bids on track 43829, advertised as 2,488 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 179.48 acres. 179.48 acres. The bidder is Texas Petroleum Investment Company. Texas Petroleum Investment Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $71,792. $71,792, or a per acre value of $400. Annual rentals are $35,896. $35,896. Royalties are 16.67%. The second bid on track 43829 is for a portion containing 384.04 acres. 384.04 acres. And the bidder is Texas Petroleum Investment Company. Texas Petroleum Investment Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $94,857.88. $94,857.88, or a per acre value of $247. Annual rentals are $47,428.94. $47,428.94. Royalties are 16.67%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 43830 through 43836, and that will complete the opening and reading of the bids for today's lease sale.
We will adjourn the opening of the bids meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
The Lease Review Committee.
Good morning. A roll call, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Brouillette.
Here.
Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero, Mr. Lambert, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders, Mr. Klein, and Mr. Hike.
Like playing football.
Yes, sir.
1, 2, 3.
We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting, and I designate Mr. Talbert and Mr. Bradbury to please present the agenda. Thank you,
Chairman Smith and members of the board. I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information related to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. There are 1,803 active leases covering nearly 759,000 acres. The G&E staff reviewed since the last board meeting some 190 leases covering approximately 91,000 acres. Of the 190, there are two leases to discuss in more detail today. Let's begin with State Lease 173, Caddo Pine Island Field. We do have a few changes in compared to what you have in your binder. The committee last reviewed this lease on February 26, 2014, which was not long ago. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to defer the lease to the March 12th meeting. A staff's previous recommendation was to accept Gemini's staff's report and they be provided relief for the 2013 P&A obligation in lieu of capital investments on their dock facility. Gemini originally had planned to appear before the board, but instead, by letter dated March 5th, 2014, Gemini offered to P&A an additional well each year for the next 4 years to make up for their 2013 P&A obligation. Staff is recommending accepting Gemini's offer and that they submit their 2014 P&A reports by March 11, 2015. Are there any questions?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation in the report.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Are there any questions, comments from the board? Any public comment? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. Our second lease for today is State Lease 199A in designated Area 1, Bay Sangaline Field. Hillcorp Energy Resources, our lessee. The committee last reviewed this lease on October 9, 2013. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Hillcorp Energy until February 11, 2014, to schedule a meeting with the staff to discuss development on State Lease 199A and A-1. On February 3, 2014, in lieu of a meeting, Hillcorp submitted a written development plan for State Lease 199 within Bay St. Helene Field for 2014 and into early 2015. The highlights of the development plan include plans for two wells to be drilled, sidetracked to test the 18 sand in the Bay St. Helene unit 13 at depths of 6,600 feet with an individual well cost of approximately $5.2 million. Spud date for one of the wells is expected to be as early as March 2014. Plans to recomplete and gravel pack the BSE Unit 3, number 58 well for a cost of $1.2 million. Plans to drill a 16,000-foot well they call the Clay Prospect to test the 7,300 and 7,600 sands at an expected cost of $6 million. Should the well prove to be successful, the probability of pooling the reservoir with a new state lease with a high royalty is likely. In early 2015, there are plans to drill a 13,000-foot well within the Unit 7 to test multiple fill pays at an expected cost of $8.5 million. There are presently no wells producing on the Bay St. Helene Unit 7. Plans to spend $1 million on licensing and reprocessing 3D seismic data over the Bay St. Helene field. Since this lease was brought before the board, the staff has seen an improvement in Hillcourt's response to the staff's request for lease development plans. Therefore, the staff recommends accepting Hillcourt's development plan and that they be required to provide a status update on these plans by March 10, 2015. Are there any questions?
I make a motion to accept staff's report and recommendation.
Are there any questions or comments from the board, from the public? I have a motion from Mr. Arnold, a second from Mr. Bruyette. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Chairman Smith, members of the board, good morning. I have one matter to bring up concerning force majeure. It's the only item that's we've been tracking here lately. It concerns Energy Properties. They were shut in 2012 as a result of a Texas gas pipeline explosion that occurred basically, you know, within a mile of their field. It shut down a very long branch of the pipeline itself. They are the only ones still affected by it. They've got no other direction to go other than the path that they're following right now. They have requested an additional extension to the force majeure until the September 10th, 2014 board meeting, and this is all due to a lack of market. We're recommending we go ahead and give them another 6 months on this matter. The property is being held by shut-in payments also, so.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from the board? Any public comment? I need a motion and a second to accept and approve the reports and recommendations.
Move.
Staff?
Move.
I have a motion by Mr. Segura. Second.
Second.
By Mr. Morgan. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. I have a motion from Mr. Schutz. Second from Mr. Arnold. The Lease Review Committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Segura. Mr. Arnold. Mr. Bruyette.
Here.
Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Lambert. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith. Mr. Klein. Mr. Hike.
Yeah.
We have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Fontenot. And I appoint you as my designee to present the agenda items.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, and good morning to all. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 40 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish where the lands are located for today's lease sale. Last year, 2013, we received 18 nominations for that lease sale. Items B and C should be taken together as a letter of protest and a request to withdraw four tracts from today's lease sale. It is a letter of protest from LLME and Hillcourt Energy, dated February the 27th, 2014, pertaining to tracts numbers 43815, 43816, 43817 and 43818 in Plaquemine Parish, Louisiana. The aforementioned letter stated portions of the claimable water bottoms advertised are under the free statute, that is to say, where a change occurs in the ownership of land or water bottoms as a result of action of navigable streams, the new owner, in this case the state, is encumbered with an oil, gas, and or mineral lease covering and affecting such water bottoms and subject to the mineral and royalty rights of lessor in such lease. Specifically, that lease was granted by LLNE to Phillips Petroleum Company dated November 22, 1940. Therefore, tracks 43815, 43816, 43817, and 43818 were advertised incorrectly and are to be withdrawn from today's lease sale.
Okay. Need a motion and second to accept staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment on this item? Any comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And the final item is 64 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the May 14, 2014 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. Again, last year this time, we advertised 35 tracts. Staff recommends that they be given authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the May 14, 2014 lease sale.
Thank you. I need a motion and a second to accept the staff. Motion by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? Any comment from the committee? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Motion and second to adjourn this committee. Motion by Mr. Schutz, second by Mr. Smith. Committee's adjourned. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to call roll for the audit committee. Mr. Smith? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Bouye?
Here.
And Mr. Hike?
Here.
With myself, we do have a quorum. Good morning, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good morning.
I appoint you as our designee.
Thank you very much. Item number one is a recruitment request from Hellas Oil and Gas Company, LLC, for an overpayment of $25,563.37. The state lease numbers involved are 14157, 14158, 14310, and 14311. For the month of October 2008, Hellas paid oil royalties based on incorrect volumes and values. Staff has verified the corrected amounts and recommends that Hellas Oil and Gas Company, LLC, be allowed to recoup $25,563.38 from future royalties.
You have heard the staff's report and recommendations. Have a motion to approve.
Move, Sanders.
Move by Mr. Sanders.
Second.
Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed to this motion? Hearing none, motion carries. Item two.
Item number two is a request to place Rapier Resources Company on demand for unpaid audit exceptions, which were the result of a field audit. This was the first audit of Rapier Resources Company. The audit covered May 2005 through May 2012. Rapier was billed $81,271.22 on June 14, 2013 and December 19, 2013, followed by a pre-demand letter on January 27, 2014. A certified receipt indicates they have received the third billing. Although there have been several attempts by staff to resolve outstanding audit issues, none have been successful. It's been very difficult to get cooperation or even a response from Rapier. The lack of attentiveness and desire to resolve the audit is evident. The Attorney General's office is in agreement with this request.
You've heard staff's report and recommendation. Question by Mr. Segura.
Where are they from?
I'm sorry.
Where are they from?
Rapier.
Is it just an entity that was formed for this particular venture, or are they?
Is it Louisiana Corporation?
Yes. I believe so. They're very small. Yeah, I think they are Louisiana.
Mrs. Sanders?
Good morning, Ms. Rachel.
Good morning.
What is the date of the field audit that we're talking about, or dates?
The audit period is May 2005 through May 2012.
And what? I know that that's an ongoing thing, obviously, over that period of time. When was the main audit that resulted in the dollars we're talking about here? Was it at the end?
At the conclusion of the audit.
I'm not criticizing.
The date of the audit.
Yes, it covered.
What was the date of the audit?
That's what I'm trying to find.
The audit start date?
Yes.
I'm sorry. The audit start date was September 10th, 2012.
I have a question.
Thank you.
Yes, Ms.
No question.
Mr. Shrews?
Yes, Rachel, can you tell us why this is the first audit of this company and the audit period goes all the way back to 2005? Give us a little
how
your audit plan works for that.
Rapier is a very small payer. In fact, they did not start paying us until 2005, so the audit goes all the way back to inception as a payer. Since 2005, they've paid us a total of about $977,000. They're not a tremendous payer. In fact, for the period that we looked at, they only paid about $35,000 in royalty. So they're picking up, which was part of the reason we went ahead and did the audit. The smaller companies, we just don't have the manpower to audit them on an ongoing basis, so we try to rotate them and fit them in as we can. And, of course, if there's any risk, then we'll definitely go in and do an audit as well. But theirs does go all the way back to their first payment with us.
So as part of your audit plan, the larger payers on a more frequent cycle.
Yes, sir.
And then the smaller payers are brought up at an interval that your staffing ability allows you to take them in.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
One more question from Sanders, please, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Rachel, I never criticize. That's not my job to criticize. Do we have adequate staff to more auditing staff under our budget to conduct more frequent audits? Because this covers, and this is not criticism of you, it covers a long period from 05 to 13. And I'm wondering if it's a lack of finances and resources that we're experiencing.
Well, the answer is sort of twofold. These are, of course, very complex audits. It takes a while to work through some of the issues, to get all of the documentation together. It's just a time an audit in general is a time-consuming process. When we have some of these smaller companies, it's not cost-effective to go in and audit $10,000 when the manpower and the travel expenses alone are more than we would benefit from the audit. That has to be taken into consideration. We've explored more with volume audits. We feel like that's been a big, tremendous help for us. We have a lot of auditors that are in training right now as well, and as they grow out of training, they're able to take on a larger workload. So there are a lot of different factors that kind of have to be taken into consideration when we look at something like this. It's not uncommon for us to go back this far. Obviously, we're dealing with a much larger amount of royalty when we do go back this far. And, of course, if there's always a concern or if we're made aware of any issues with the company, we do go in and audit them regardless of the size.
Have they been paying whenever? Have they previously paid on time as far as you can determine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. They've not responded at all to your to the bill you sent them?
No, sir, they haven't.
Bills, too.
Three. Yes, sir.
Okay. And now are they in penalty phase, obviously?
We're not to penalty phase yet. We have to recover the audit exceptions, the principal outstanding, before we get to the penalty phase. So we have an assessed interest or penalty. That will be assessed once the principal is paid. So right now we're only dealing with the principal.
I understand, but I hate to confess my lack of knowledge on the subject, but we're only entitled, is it retroactive when we do or are able?
Yes, sir. The interest is based upon the date of payment, and it's calculated from when the royalty was due to the date that it was paid.
Okay.
As well as the penalty.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Houston.
All right, Rachel, do you believe that the changes that you've made in the computer system and the ability to do volume audits will allow you to do more frequent audits of companies of this size and be able to catch things prior to this type of time period?
Absolutely. I firmly believe that volume audits will help to streamline the field audit process.
All right, thank you.
Any further comments or questions from the committee?
Thank you, Ms. Rachel.
I have an answer to your question about the company. I checked the Secretary of State's website. It is active and in good standing, and the business domicile address is Highland Road in Baton Rouge.
Thank you, Stacey. Any comments or questions from the public? All right, we've heard staff's report and recommendation. Can I have a motion, please? Move by Mr. Smith, second by Mr. Segura. Anyone opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Item number three is a staff report to the committee that the election for March 2014 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery Plant at La Rose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement. And items number four and five are executive session items.
Any motion to go to executive session? Just move items four and five.
Executive session.
Moved by Mr. Gore, second by Mr. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none, we're in executive session. Thank you. Come out of executive session, please.
Move, Sanders.
Move by second. Second by Mrs. Smith. Any opposed? Thank you. We're out of executive session. I also have to make a motion to go into recess for the audit committee so we may open the mineral lease sale. Move by Mrs. Boulier. Second by Mrs. Sanders. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, we are recessed.
All right. At this time, I'd like to open the regular board meeting. And then we will go back into our committee meetings after we I'd like to open the board meeting, and then we'll recess to go back into our committee meetings and finish that business. Could we get a roll call, Ms. Talley?
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold. Mr. Briette is present. Mr. Schutz.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Lambert is present. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders? Mr. Smith? Mr. Klein? Mr. Hike?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 10 members present and a quorum.
Great. At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to go into recess so that we can go back into our committee meetings and finish that business.
So moved.
Okay. Moved by Mr. Schutz and second by Mr. Arnold. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed, motion carries. We're in recess. We'll be back shortly.
They called the audit committee back to order out of recess. Ms. Rachel, how you doing? I believe we're on item four. Is that correct?
I believe item four is the Gold King Operating Inc. matter. I believe the board board's motion was to have the Attorney General's office go back to counsel for Gold King Operating and with a counteroffer in the terms that was discussed in the executive session.
That's correct. We gave our parameters.
Correct.
Moved. Oh. Motion.
Second.
Okay. There's a motion and a second to approve the parameters set forth in the executive committee. Any discussion from the committee? Any further discussion from the public? Any opposition? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Thank you.
Item five is our executive session discussing Poydras Energy Partners, LLC.
Similarly, for Poydras, this board has authorized the Attorney General's office to file suit to recover royalties due.
Standard move to
motion. Mr. Sanders to accept board's action in the executive committee. Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. I believe that's everything.
Yes, sir.
About it.
Thank you very much, Ms.
Rachel. Thank you.
Well, for the item on the agenda, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Call to order the legal and title controversy committee, please. Good morning, or it's afternoon almost now. It's still morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
I almost didn't recognize you.
Didn't stand too close to the razor this morning, sir.
May I have a roll call, please? Segura?
Here.
Arnold?
Present.
Rouye?
Here.
Schutz?
Here.
Madera?
Here.
Lambert? He's here. Martin?
Here.
Sanders present. Smith?
Here.
Klein? Hi.
Here.
We have a quorum. Thank you. Ready to proceed, sir?
Yes, sir. If you would like to designate me, I would like to go forward.
I would like to designate you since it looks like Mr. Heck is not here because of family.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Item number one is a request for final approval of an amendment and extension of a voluntary unit agreement between the state, Orion Minerals, Diamond Development, Incorporated, and New Century Exploration, whereas the said party has desired to amend and to extend the initial term of the voluntary unit agreement as provided for in paragraph 9 to the date of July 13, 2014, affecting state lease numbers 20675 and 21010, situated in Calcasieu Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument on the docket as item number 14-7. It was reported to the committee at the January 8, 2014 meeting that New Century et al. Plans to move a rig in late February or March 2014, weather permitting. Their agreement would terminate on March 13, 2014, and out of an abundance of caution, New Century asked for an extension. It has been duly advertised, and it is appearing on today's docket as item 14-7. Staff recommends that final approval be given by the board.
What's the pleasure of the board?
Motion to accept staff's recommendation.
I hear the motion.
Second.
I hear a second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Brouillet. Any public comment on this motion? Any board comment on the motion or discussion? Any objection by the board to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Item number two is a request for final approval of a lease amendment by and between the state, Castec Energy Partners, Apache Corporation, and Shoreline Southeast, where said parties desire to amend said lease to include an oil shut-in payment clause and other required clauses affecting state lease number 17895, situated in Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, with further particulars being stipulated in the instrument on docket as item 14-9. This is a situation where there is an oil well capable of producing, but it is shut in due to a defective flow line. They are working on the flow line, but it will not be in service prior to the anniversary date of March the 30th, 2014. By amending State Lease 17895 to include the aforementioned provision, It will allow CASDEC the ability to maintain the lease while the flow line is being repaired. Staff recommends that final approval be given by the board.
Chairman has a question. For some of the newer members of the board, it is to the advantage of the state in many ways, including the stipulations and portions of the contract, to do these agreements, isn't it?
That is correct.
Would you tell us the advantages to the state that we obtain when they amend and get these operating agreements like that?
Well, without the amendment, they would not have a clause to be able to continue to complete their obligations and keep the lease in force and effect. This lease was granted prior to the clause being, so it was absent in State Lease 17895. This allows the company CASDEC to be able to finish the flow line beyond the anniversary date by making the shut-in payment, which you're authorizing today to be amended.
Thank you, sir. I'm sorry to interrupt you. No. I wanted to get that out there.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
The motion. You're second. Thank you, Mr. Shute. Any public discussion on this motion? Any board discussion on this motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you.
Item number three is a request by Roselle Operating Company to amend State Lease 20609 and to add an all shut-in rental payment clause. State Lease number 20609 was awarded on May the 11th, 2011 for a 3-year primary term without a shut-in oil payment clause. Roselle has an oil well and is in the process of negotiating for facilities in the pipeline market, which would not be achieved by the expiration of the primary term, which is May the 11th, 2014. The Mineral and Energy Board adopted a resolution in May 2012 to provide for a shut-in payment on oil wells. Obviously, this lease did not have the set clause, and staff recommends that the board amend State Lease 20609 to add the shut-in rental paying clause.
Make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Thank you. I hear the motion.
Second.
Who's second, please? Thank you, Mr.
Segura.
Mr. Segura. Is there any public comment on this motion? Is there any board discussion on the motion or comment? Any objection by the board to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries unanimously. Thank you.
Item number four is a request by Roselle Operating Company for authority to negotiate with staff for an operating agreement covering approximately 12.96 acres of State Lease number 2102 in Bayou Sorrel Field, Iberville Parish, Louisiana, until June the 11th, 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first. Roselle is currently in negotiations with a company who owns interest in the field, and Roselle intends to purchase their field and build a pipeline in order to produce their well. Staff recommends they be given authority to enter into negotiations with Roselle.
Chair, entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you, Mr. Hughes.
Second.
Thank you, sir. Is there any public comment concerning this motion? Any board comment or discussion? Any objection by the board to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries.
Item number five is a request by staff for settlement authority from the board pertaining to State Lease number 18803 in Bayou Nespique, Redell Field, Evangeline Parish, Louisiana. We reported to the committee at the November 13, 2013 meeting that portions of Bayou Nespique situated within the UWXRE SUA are being claimed by the state and Pardee Minerals. Vernon E. Faulkner has proposed to make royalty payments from September the 1st, 1999 through present date, being 75% to the state and 25% to Pardee Minerals, based on a royalty rate of 25%, covering 4.59 acres with a liquidated damage in the amount of $19,858.47. Staff recommends that the board reject said offer and give staff the authority to make a counteroffer. as well as authority to continue negotiations with Faulkner for an operating agreement on the aforementioned area, and that the acreage in question be deemed unavailable for leasing until June the 11th, 2014, or until an operating agreement is confected and placed on the Mineral and Energy Board docket for approval, whichever occurs first.
Chair has a question, sir. When we dealt back with this in November, isn't this a situation where an oil company has paid royalties to the wrong payee?
Correct.
And in other words, they're charged with determining the title to the land before they do it. The state owns the title of the land in question, the water bottom, so they owe us the money, the state of Louisiana, the money, instead of the people that have been getting the money.
That's my belief.
And going forward, usually, yes, sir, do you have a comment?
Yes, sir. They had colorable title in another party, yes. And they paid them. We found in 2012 that it was ours, and we asserted our claim at that time. Prior to that, we didn't know that we had that.
And the proposed agreement here is for past royalties.
Correct.
That's correct.
Going forward, 100% royalties to the state?
No, sir. They want to go 75-25, and we want authority to reject that and have authority to make a counteroffer.
Thank you. I'm sorry to be asking the question, but I didn't fully understand it. Does the board have any question on that?
I have a motion.
Yes, sir. I'm ready for a motion, Mr. Lambert. You move?
I approve the staff recommendation.
Thank you very much. Mr. Smith, thank you for the second. Is there any public discussion on this motion? Any board discussion on this motion? Or any board objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Item number six is a request from Castec Energy Partners, LP, for acceptance of two supplemental delay rental payments, one in the amount of $2,819.30 on state lease number 20870, which was together with the insufficient payment of $189,117.16 previously paid by Castec prior to the anniversary date of February 8, 2014, comprised the entire delay rental payment due on said state lease number 20870 in the amount of $191,936.46, and suffice to maintain the lease in force until February 8, 2015. And two, the amount of $8,247.12 on state lease number 20871, which would together with the insufficient payment of $98,596.58 previously paid by Castec prior to the anniversary date of February 8, 2014, comprised the entire delayed rental payment due on state lease number 20871 in the amount of $106,843.70 and suffice to maintain the lease in force until February 8, 2014. Staff recommends that the board accept Castec's supplemental delay rental payment in the amount stated above and that the Mineral and Energy Board deem that the delay rentals of state lease number 20870 and state lease number 20871 have been timely paid and thereby maintains that said leases are in full force and effect until February 8, 2015.
Heard the staff recommendation. Chair, entertain a motion.
Move to approve.
Thanks for the motion. Do I hear a second? Thank you, Mr. Smith, for the second. Any public comment on this motion? Any board comment or discussion on the motion? Any board objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Item number seven is a request by board for approval to authorize staff to execute a release of lien upon completion and execution of all appropriate documents pertaining to the notice of liens and lien affidavit filed on August the 24th, 2000 by the Office of Mineral Resources against Mr. John H. McCarter. The lien affected various leasehold interests in lands and leasehold rights under relevant portions of State Lease Number 309. The leasehold interest in State Lease 309 owned by McCarter were assigned to Shiloh Creek Resources and approved by Mineral Board Resolution Number 55, dated September 13, 2000. Shiloh has presented evidence and information confirming that all obligations secured by the lien have been satisfied and that the lien should now be released of record. Shiloh will continue to be responsible, in accordance with the Mineral Board Resolution 55, for satisfying any other obligations that may exist or subsequently arise in connection with its ownership or operations of State Lease 309. Staff recommends that the board give authority to execute the aforementioned release.
Heard the staff recommendation. Thank you, Mr. Lambert, for the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, sir. Any public comment on this particular motion? Any board comment on the motion? Any board objection to the motion? There are none. The motion carries. Thank you.
The final two items. Item 8 is to be discussed in the executive section. It's a suit entitled CXY Energy versus Plaquemine Parish Government et al. And item number 9, also an executive session item for a suit entitled Hall Ponderosa versus the State.
Make a motion for an executive session to discuss items 8 and 9.
Second. Second. Thank you. Thank you. Second. Any objections? Hear none. Motion carries. Standard reset. Executive session.
Make a motion to come out of executive session.
Here, a second. Oh, yeah. Mr. Lambert, thank you for the second. Any objection to coming out of recess? None. We're ready.
That's it.
As to item number 8, the suit between CXY Energy Inc. versus Pikeman Parish Government, we request the board ratify the three previous resolutions discussed in executive session.
Make a motion to ratify.
So moved. Thank you for the motion. Second. Thank you, Mr. Lambert. Thank you for the second. Any public comment on the matter? Any board comment or objection to the motion? Hear none. The motion carries. Thank you.
And the final item is the executive session suit of Hall Ponderosa versus the State. We request that the board reject the counteroffer as presented in executive session and give the Attorney General the authority to continue negotiations.
Make a motion.
So moved.
Thank you. Have a motion.
Second.
Second. Any public comment on the motion? Board comment or objection to the motion? Hearing none. Motion carries. Thank you, sir. Thank you for your presentation.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to call the docket review committee to order and ask the secretary to please call the roll.
Mr. Sapiro?
Here.
Mr. Arnold? Mr. Briette?
Here.
Mr. Schultz?
Here.
Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Lambert?
Here.
Mr. Martin? Mr. Sanders?
Present.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Hike?
Here.
Mr. Chairman, we have 10 members present and a quorum.
A quorum is present. I'll call on the staff at this time to make its recommendations to the committee.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the March 12, 2014 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 5. Item number 6, we'll defer for an ownership issue. Please approve items number 7 through items 13. Item 14, 15, and 16, approve, subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. Please approve item number 17. Item 18, approve, subject to the approval of the governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 19 through items number 24. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency lease transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, advertised proposals, please approve items number 1 through items number 3, and this will complete the staff recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Does that complete your report?
Yes.
Is there any public comment? Any comments, questions by the board? If there are no questions from the board, I need a motion to approve the staff.
So moved.
By Mr. Smith.
Second.
A second. Is there any objection? The motion stands adopted. Mr. Chairman, this concludes the activity of the Docket Review Committee.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to entertain a motion to come out of recess to reopen the regular board meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Arnold, seconded by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. Item 2 is the approval of the February 26, 2014 minutes. Do you have a motion to approve those minutes? Moved by Mr. Arnold, seconded by Mr. Cordero. Any questions or comments? Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Those minutes are adopted. Item 3 is the adoption of the committee recommendations. A, lease review committee. B, nomination and track committee. C, audit committee. D, legal and title controversy committee. E, docket review committee. Do you have any questions or discussion on any of those committee recommendations? Any public comment? If not, Mr. Hike.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
This was an issue that I thought of when I was reading through this material that was sent to us a couple of days before our meeting. I just want to, it's a question, I guess, from either you or for the staff, and that is this. Compounded by what we discussed today with regards to some of these uncooperative, if you will, companies, it came to mind that, and I was questioning whether or not there is a list of these types of companies within the, I guess, the department or with the mineral board. Is there a list of unfavorable companies that are attempting to do business with us? Can anyone answer that? I don't know.
Anyone?
I can answer that question. Also, we do not have a formal list of unfavorable companies. The staff reviews the docket every month, all the divisions of the office, and if they're aware of a problem with any of the companies, then the assignment may be recommended to be deferred or not approved. And the same goes with the bidders on the leases. The staff is present and listens to the companies who bid. And if we're aware of a problem with a particular company, we will make a recommendation to the board not to award a lease to that.
So it's staff-driven, so to speak.
Yes, sir.
I understand that. I would suggest that maybe we reflect on that issue. Staff changes, number one. Number two, board members change. Number three, it may be an incentive to some of these companies that are not being very favorable to the state's position, that they know if they do not cooperate with us, that they would go on this particular list. I'm not going to make this in the form of a motion, but it was a thought that occurred to me as I was reading the documents that were sent to me, that we ought to know in advance as to whether or not these particular entities have caused our state problems and have not been good stewards of the natural resources. And that's just a thought I might have, and I would ask that maybe we have some kind of formal or informal discussion at a later date. Thank you.
Great. Yeah, it might be worth discussing. So, thank you, Ted. Any other comments about the committee recommendations?
Make a motion to approve.
I have a motion to approve those committee recommendations, 3A through E, by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? If not, all in favor of those committee recommendations?
Huh.
All opposed? The motion carries. Those committee recommendations are approved. Item 4 is our executive session for our technical briefing. Are we ready? Okay. If we're ready for our technical briefing, I want to entertain a motion to go into recess so we can have our technical briefing. Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor? All opposed? The motion carries. We're in recess. We'll be back shortly. At this time, I would like to entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
So, second.
Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Arnold. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We're back in regular session, out of executive session. This time, I'd like to appoint Mr. Vic Vaughn to present the bids to us.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 43798, the staff recommends that the bid by Surfside Energy, LLC, be rejected for insufficient consideration and that the track be re-advertised with minimums. As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we're recommending that all of those bids be accepted.
All right. Any questions or discussion on any of those bids?
I make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
We have a motion to accept those bids. By Mr. Arnold, a second by Mr. Sanders. Any public comment? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Those bids are awarded. Are there any announcements?
Yes, sir. We have two new employees that we'd like to introduce to the board. First, we have David Pipkin, who's a land specialist in our Geological and Engineering Division. That's outstanding there. And we have Marika Haney, who's an auditor in our Mineral Income Division.
Great. Welcome. Thank you for coming. Welcome.
The total for today's lease sale is $769,753.95, bringing the fiscal year-to-date total to $14.7 million in bonus payments. And one final reminder, each board member has a copy of the required ethics forms in your binder, and the ethics forms are due in May.
Yeah, I believe it's May 15th, to be exact. are there any other announcements or business? If not, any other public comment? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Martin. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. We adjourn. We will see you next month. Thank you.